new week. Hope you're doing absolutely amazing. Monday morning here, but for my lovely recently published author, Anna Munoz, it is Sunday morning for her. She's over in Hawaii. Kauai, actually, wasn't it? Kauai.
Yeah. Kauai. K-A-U-A-I.
Yeah, Kauai, guys. And actually, it's not too much of a time difference, except we're a whole day different. It's actually only 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock midday over there.
12 o'clock,
yeah. And 9 a.m. here. So we're talking about her book today, Perfectly Loved, which was just recently released. You can see it there behind her on her banner. There it is in her hand. You can see it stamped there. Just last week, she hit number one Amazon bestseller. So, Anna, let me give people the official introduction, and then we'll get stuck into the awesome information that you're going to share with us about your book. So, guys, Anna is the author of the newly published book, Perfectly Loved, which hit number one Amazon bestseller, as we said last week. She works full-time at a nonprofit organization as a life coach for adolescents with special needs, where she trains and teaches them on how to reach their life and social skill goals. She's also the full-time caregiver of her now 96-year-old mum. We just found out it was mum's birthday the other day. Anna loves developing new learning skills for her community with special needs and has been assisting this community for over 20 years. In her spare time, she loves to lead camps, proms, monthly clubs, weekly Bible studies, sign language performances that are tailored to young people with intellectual and physical disabilities. Her motto is, you can have fun while you learn. She believes God has given us special talents and wants them to tap into their God-given talents. As they learn and grow, they can access to live their life to the fullest. Amazing. Wow. You know, and I know for a fact that you are very much, you know, involved in your community. And you were just telling me as we're logging on, you've been selling books left, right, and center, even at the post office and all that. So my strategy of keep a box of books in a boot of the car is good. Love it. Love it. So tell us, when did you start thinking about a book, writing a book, and you know, kind of what was the moment that you kind of go, yep, I'm going to do this?
So I started this January.
Yes.
And I've always wanted to write a book, but I have like a lot of journals. I have like about maybe 25 journals, been writing about my life, about my family, prayers to God. I just felt that this was the time. There was a lady that I kind of met through online, and the question that she asked was, have you told your story? And have you written your story? So that I started with her, and then you popped up in that, and it was like, oh my gosh. Okay. Like that was like, that person was what kind of sparked my interest in, okay, I need to get serious about this. And I think I can do this. Yeah. So then I was kind of scrolling, and then I see you, Nat, in the, you know, talking about it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I think that this is a sign. Yeah. And so then I signed up with you. And yeah, I already had most of my book. I wrote my book almost like in 3 months.
Yeah.
And basically about my life with my daughter. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's how it started. And then you helped me to structure it and not to feel like I don't know what I'm doing, but walking along with me, which really helped me. And I've learned so, so much. I mean, just a wealth of knowledge on, you know, what I've learned in the last 6 months. It's just been amazing.
I know. So, yeah. You've been so diligent to be part of all the support calls and anytime I go live, you're there commenting and interacting and learning and soaking everything up, which is a testament to why you also have finished the journey so quickly and promptly. Right? Because it was actually March, I believe, that you were at the seminar. And then I think you attended the May retreat. Is that right?
May.
Yeah. And we're only like October now. So really June, July, August, like 3.5 months is the retreat. That's pretty much on track with what we say. So congratulations. So tell us a little bit maybe what is Perfectly Loved about, and, you know, some insights from what people would get if they went to read your book and buy your book.
So I want to inspire parents, caregivers, siblings, those that are single parenting, especially those with special needs, that there is hope when they feel alone or they feel unheard, that they feel like they have no voice, or they feel misunderstood, yeah, that God has a plan, and that even through these struggles that you can come out stronger on the other side. But sometimes you need someone that has walked it. And I know I've walked a lot of it, but I've also been able to help others in the community. For example, I started a camp here for special needs. I started proms for special needs here on the island. Monthly clubs that we just interact with the special needs, and then they feel included, valued, loved, accepted. They can make new friends. And through that, it's sending the message to the parents that they are being seen. Yes. And that's the message that I want to give out. Yeah. So
amazing.
That's in my book, in a capsule of, yeah, all the little, I guess, the memories and the stepping stones and just different things that my daughter and I have gone through.
Yeah. So, do you want to tell us a little bit about your story about your daughter, and how old is she now? And, you know, just so, because she is on the book cover, guys. That's when she was younger, is that right?
Yeah, so here she's 6 years old.
Yes.
And I had put her in a contest. Mm-hmm. It was a beauty contest. It was a regular, yeah, beauty contest. And my friend had asked me to enter her because her daughter, who was just a normal kid, she's like, my daughter has come in. I think I want, you know, it would be great for your daughter to enter. And I was like, at first it's like, no way, no, there, that's just too, I feel like it was too gaudy, and you know. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, so then I did. Mm-hmm. And the first time she's like third place, and the second time I enter her, she won. So this is when she won.
Wow.
This is when she won first place. So I have that in my book. I also have like different missions that she's, that Mariana has done in here in the community. Some of them is volunteering at the food bank, volunteering at the library, going and performing at different elderly homes, like the assisted living.
Yes.
So yeah, it's just, this is just about just all the things that we have accomplished together, and that many of you can accomplish with your children. And we call these children, okay, so we have this group, and we call these children our VIPs, very important people. Yeah. So that's how I title them. Yeah. So, yeah.
And how old is Mariana now?
Oh, yeah. So Mariana, is Down syndrome. She was actually born a month early, and she's 27 years old.
Wow.
Yes. Wow.
You can't even imagine, right, from that photo, from that six-year-old, and that she's now, like, you know, and does she live still with you, or is she independent? Like, what, yeah?
No, she, so Mariana lives with me. I am a kid, my mom's caregiver, who's 96, and my daughter, so we live together with my mom.
Nice.
And she, it's so funny because my daughter thinks that she is my mom's mom.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, that's gorgeous. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, you talk about starting with gratitude and learning that learning can be fun and all that. How do you bring that out, and how can other people, you know?
There's a lot of misconceptions, and this is, I talk about this in my book. When she was first born, I was petrified. I was like, I don't even know how I can take care of this child. Mm-hmm. And you kind of get into this space of being a victim.
Yeah.
Okay. You feel like, oh my gosh, woe is me. I feel sorry. This is the type of community a lot of people have, because the outside people don't understand just the abilities that these kids can do. So you take on this victim mentality, and I know I did. Okay, so I'm just speaking for myself, but I know that there's people out there that are still feeling like, oh, because I have a special needs child, then I'm kind of lesser, or I can't do this. But I just been able to bring that out, and to through having gratitude.
Yeah.
You know, I have a girls Bible study, and I start with, okay, three things you're thankful for. Three things you're thankful for. And, you know, some of them will complain, and I'm like, nope, three things you're thankful for, because this is how you can live life to the fullest.
Yeah.
You know, when you start your day being thankful, all the things, if you have a roof over your head, if you have food to eat, you have clothes to wear, you're rich.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, we start with gratitude. And, you know, my mom is a testament for this. She's 96 years old, and she's taught me how to be thankful. And yeah. She's a cancer survivor twice. So with my daughter, she's had a heart surgery. When she was a baby, I almost lost her. My faith in God, praying, and just keeping my eyes focused to the next thing. What is it in life that I can learn? Where is it that I can grow? This taking, taking this step forward with being part of the ultimate.
Yeah.
It's just been like a treasure that I dug out, and it's now starting to shine, and I can tell the world about it.
Yeah.
So it's that opportunity. So
that's amazing. What do you hope that this book's going to do? Like, you know, or, you know, who do you hope it's going to touch? Tell me a little bit about your plans. I know things have started to already happen. Maybe share that with you. And good morning to those of you that are watching. Kelly's just saying blessings, and good morning from Janine, Jules, Lendy's there watching, Leonie. Great to have you with us, guys.
This opens up a whole new world for me. I think that, okay, so before, when I started writing the book, I was like, I want to be able to move this forward in action for others.
Yes.
As my daughter has been able to learn to grow a garden, to bake, to cook, to kind of like a home economics workshops. I want to go ahead and start a nonprofit nonprofit and have workshops for these special needs community after they get out of school, and teach them these life skills that they can thrive and they can feel empowered.
Yes.
And you know, some of these kids, they can be entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that a lot of these people in this community, they're raised by single parents.
Yeah.
And so they're exhausted. Mm. And once they work, they come home, they're tired, they're like, okay, and they're just kind of living life like that. And I want to wake up that little spark in them of hope and say, you can do this. Let's run together, you know, and let's conquer together. And so I want to be that voice and that cheerleader to them. So that's my hope. I also want to build a an orphanage in Mexico. I just went on a mission trip a few months ago, and I met a few people with special needs.
Yeah.
And basically over there, they treat them like, yeah, they're like third, you know, I guess they're not important, but
yes,
my heart broke in that. And I just want to be able to break that barrier and show them that they can do something with their lives and that they can be at least be confident in the things that they can achieve.
Yeah.
So
I can imagine, I come from Macedonia and people with disability and special needs over there that they don't have a look into anything, you know, there's hardly any ramps or anything like that, like for wheelchair friendly places, there's no access. My auntie, I grew up with someone who was a special needs person since she was a baby, and to this day she's fighting the system and trying to get, you know, access to certain facilities and things like that. So that's a beautiful mission. That's wonderful. And you also talk about that everyone has a God-given talent. Tell me a little bit about how do people go about discovering this? Because you obviously have this special, maybe I'm guessing that your genius zone or your talent is like, you know, really being able to tap into discovering the talents of special needs children. You know, how do we look at that? You know, like a lot of people walk around going, you know, well, what is it that I'm good at, or what is my purpose and all that kind of stuff? So what's some advice you've got that there for us?
I work with special needs 6 days a week. Mm-hmm. And I listen, I watch them. Mm-hmm. I speak life into them. Yeah. Words of affirmation. Okay, yeah. So it starts there.
Mm.
Start seeing what are their talents? What is something that gets them excited?
Yeah.
Like I have 4 clients. One of them is my daughter. And I write about a little bit about that in the book. One of them loves to do crafts. She's amazing at crafts. One of them loves to draw. And I'm talking like canvas drawing. So you study them. Mm. You see, okay, you ask them questions.
Yeah.
What is it that you like to do? And when I started doing this, their eyes would light up.
Mm.
Like, what, you're asking me? Like, you're not telling me what to do. You're asking me?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just beautiful. It's like this flower just blossoming in them. And mm-hmm. and so I have 11 girls, okay, that I teach them Bible studies every Monday.
Yeah.
And this is like, I think it's like my 10th year doing this.
Wow.
And I teach them creative sign dance. So they perform in different places. They love it. They absolutely, as a matter of fact, we are actually going to have prom in February.
Yeah.
I got a grant. I had applied for a grant to do it at a hotel.
Yeah.
I like to go way out. I'm like, okay, God, you love these kids even more than we can love them. So show me how I can go ahead and make this happen. Yeah. And this is definitely a divine intervention, because once I said that prayer, then the mayor's office called me, because the mayor has been in previous proms,
right,
and he loves it. Yeah, the proms for special needs.
Yeah.
And I was like, they were like, Anna, just the mayor wanted me to call you and ask you, there's a grant that's going to be coming out. And we were wondering if you'd be interested, and the mayor loves your prom. So let us know if you would like to apply. I'm like, yes. And so I applied and I got it.
Got it.
There was like $10,000.
That's awesome.
This. So you have to kind of like believe in them big. So big things can happen.
Yeah.
Don't be too small with them. Go big. Mm. Go big. Yeah. You know, and I have a relationship with God, and I'm just like talking to him like, Father, I need, you know, this. Can you like help me with this?
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, so many times, there's been so many times. Yeah. This is how I started camps, proms, clubs. My daughter starting to go to camps with special needs. I have that in my book. It's just been amazing. It's just been like,
yeah,
a whirlwind of blessings.
Yeah.
And that can happen to you too.
I love that. And I think everything that you're saying applies to even people that are not non-special needs, right? No one likes to be told, right, you know, do this, do that. You know, asking, what do you like to do? Recently, I read a book called The Genius Zone, which is what we're talking about here. You know, like, you know, what's your talent, God-given talent and all that sort of stuff. And he talks about pondering on that question for yourself, you know, what do I like to do? You know, like, you know, kind of asking yourself that same question, and you've just facilitated, you facilitate that for your special needs children, which is, I think this applies across the board. Everything that you've said, it's applicable to everyone. But yeah, you've taken the time to, you know, hone in on those people that don't get as much attention or support and all that sort of stuff, which is lovely. You know, what's some of the feedback you've had so far on your book? I mean, it's only been really fresh or hot off the press a few weeks.
It's blowing my mind. It is blowing my mind, especially like with this number one seller, yeah, Amazon. Yeah. And I walked and, you know, I went to a restaurant to take my mom to dinner. And then there's these three people sitting on the bench. Now, I have my books in the car, okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I had a couple of them in my bag,
yeah,
in the restaurant. Yeah. And one of the persons is a special needs child.
Mm-hmm.
And so I walk in, my daughter went to school with him. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hi. Mm-hmm. And we started talking. I said, do you know my daughter, Mariana? And he's like, yeah, they went to school together, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, I wanted to share with you that I just finished my book. She's like, really? I said, I have one in the car. Would you like to just check it out? Here, I pull it out. She's like, oh my gosh, I want one.
Yeah. Yes.
So, I mean, you run into people, and Kauai is super small, so that's my advantage. I used to own a restaurant for like 20 years, so people already know about my life. Yeah. But then once the restaurant closed, it's like, Anna, what are you doing nowadays?
Yes. Now you've got,
you know, and so now it's like, oh my gosh, you wrote a book. Wow. Yeah. I want to see it. I want to know about your life. Yeah. So anyway, it's just such a great opportunity. The other day I was at the post office mailing my pre-orders. Yes. And so here I am, the postmaster, and he's like, what is, you know, we already know each other, but he's like, oh, so is this a book you wrote? I said, yeah. And I had extra ones with me. I pull it out, and he's like, oh, I gotta get one for my brother. Yeah. I'm like, oh, who's your brother? And then he's like, oh, you know, he had a daughter with special needs. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what is her name? Oh, her name is Jerry Ann. And I was like, Jerry Ann, I have her in the book.
Oh my goodness.
My daughter was her best friend.
Wow. And
unfortunately, she passed away.
Yeah, yeah.
So I write that in my book about just people that they come and they're gone. But because you deal with a lot, you deal with some of that too, as well.
Of course, yeah, yeah, yeah. That just gave me goosebumps. Oh my god.
Well, he bought the book. He's like, can I have one? And I'm like, okay, who are you gonna give it to? And I just went ahead and wrote on it, and then. And then he went ahead and he paid me. Here you go.
Wow. Amazing. Oh, it's so rainy here. My light keeps changing, keeps going dark and light with the weather. The weather here is not as nice as Kauai, you know. So, yeah, amazing. So tell us maybe now, how was the process of going through publishing? Obviously, you came to us. You said you had already pre-written about 30,000 words. You know, what did you find was valuable for you? You know, how did you find the support? I mean, you went through it so quickly after your retreat. Talk to me a bit about
that. Well, you know, those those calls, yeah, those Zoom calls really helped a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. My whole process with writing, I set a goal for me was I'm going to write 200 words each day until I'm done.
Yeah.
And then I met with Stu and, you know, I already had in my head that it was going to be 12 chapters. Well, there's 21.
Love it.
Like 12 chapters. That was my limit. It was like, okay, 12 chapters. And then the more that I started, you know, unpacking. So yeah, you guys have helped tremendously on setting our goals and to stay on track, to stay focused, to work on something each day. Yeah. So after my book was, you know, during the editing, I kept on working on, okay, I need to invite people to still pre-order my book and yes, pre-order my book. And so I kept on working towards that. Yeah. And so then the publishing, and then it was the landing page, you know, that totally helped so much. Now I'm working on my website with Nick. I ordered some things like a shirt, you know, that says perfectly loved. So you know, and this is because I'm going to be doing my book launch when I come back from my trip, because I need to I need to be brief after all of this. I need to just go spend time with my daughter and play.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure, Nat, you know about that, because I see you, oh, I need this, because it feels like you're like running like a horse.
Yeah.
And then, and they're like, oh my gosh, okay, I need to stop because I need to get my thoughts and refocus.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I'm still working on that. I'm actually working on, I entered a contest. I'm a cancer survivor and I write that in my book. But I'm a cancer survivor. And right now, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Yes. And so I entered a contest with that. And so I'm hoping that if I do win, then some of that money is going to go towards, I know some of that money I wanted to go towards that and yeah, charity. But also I want to be able to pour in more into the special needs, yes, program.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So that's what I'm doing.
And I know we've talked about, you've got a children's book that you're planning to, yeah, put together with characters that are look like, you know, Mariana and like, you know, friends and all that sort of stuff.
So, and her brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, her brother. That would be awesome to see. And it kind of like, again, adds value to the children that you're surrounding yourself with all the time. And they'll love reading that book. Amazing. All right, so let's share where people can buy your book, aside from all the good online resellers. Anna does have her own landing page, which is expanding to a full-blown website. So I'm going to share that on the screen now. It's annamunoz.live.com. So Anna spelled A-N-A and then M-U-N-O-Z and then live, L-I-V-E.com. If you're listening to this as a podcast, otherwise, if you're watching this as an visual interview, then of course you can see it here on the screen and you can click on the buy your book. There's a bit of information on the book about the author, you know, little testimonials here that Anna's received. And I'm sure if you order it from her website, she will probably sign it for you and post it out. So that will be super, super exciting. Otherwise, you can find it on your Amazon. You can find it in paperback and in ebook, because we have, you know, internationally distributed both versions of the book. So I just want to say congratulations from the bottom of my heart. I have seen you grow tremendously in just the 6 to 7 months that we've known each other, and I've gotten to know you as kind of the one of the authors that I get to know the most, because I see you regularly at those support calls. I see you jump in on the lives and support our authors. And thank you everyone that's been here for Anna watching. You know, Kelly's said amazing, and Amanda's watching, and Dora said very inspirational, Anna, what wonderful work you're doing. And yes, and Sierra saying, I've fallen in love with the opportunity to know this and all that sort of stuff. So thank you again. I really appreciate your time. I wish you every success in this venture. You know, I hope you get you set up your orphanage and just continue to serve people, because everyone needs the support and everyone has some value that they bring to the world. You know, it's never like you said, you felt like a victim, but you very much, you know, have stepped into the hero side of it and helping other people get there a lot faster if they find themselves in these situations. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you, Anna. Have an awesome day.
Thank you.
Go out there and smash it out. I'll come back live again a little bit later today with my month of lives during October, because it's our 10-year anniversary of Ultimate 48 Authors. So we're doing lots of special things around our in community and for everyone outside of it. So have an amazing week ahead, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.